Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but for me, I am convinced that I have something more than gold.
So tell your neighbor what that thing is. Glory be to the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, it is a blessing to see all of you. And thank you very much for making it to church today at the Restoration Center, the Central Church of the Shepherd's Fold Restoration Family. Amen. About 26 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, a whole lifetime, I was the pastor on duty for the week at the church I used to serve in. And what this meant was that all the souls that were won during that week, I had the responsibility, together with the team I worked with. We called it chapels then. So with the rest of the chapel leaders, we were supposed to follow up the souls, disciple them, and then get them grounded in the faith. One of the people who came up to give their lives to God was a young girl, fresh from completing secondary school. She was about 17, 18 years then. And from my first interaction with her, I realized that this was somebody who had a strong desire to know the Lord and had a deep hunger for the things of God and to get close to the Lord. You know, from that initial interaction, a relationship was developed, a beautiful relationship of a father and a daughter. And this is a relationship that continued for more than 2 decades. And it is still a strong one after many years. And today, by the grace of God, this lady is here as a woman of God to share God's message with us. Hallelujah. She is an ordained reverend minister. She serves in the Agape Life Ministries all the way in Maryland, United States of America. So obviously that's where she lives. And she's also an evangelist by calling. About 14 years ago, God used her to start the Jesus is Lord Crusades, which is an evangelistic ministry that takes the gospel across countries, across nations, across continents. And this is something that she's devoted and dedicated her life to all these years. And everywhere she's been to, God has used her powerfully, ministering the good news about Jesus Christ. And the emphasis has always been salvation, discipleship, healing, and demonstrating the love of God through practical outreach. So she's ministered, of course, in the United States. She's been here in Ghana. She's ministered in Nigeria. She's ministered in Cote d'Ivoire. She's ministered in Namibia. She's ministered in South Africa. She's ministered in Haiti. Ask your neighbor, do you even know where Haiti is? Tell your neighbor, it's very close to a place called Bomso on the Kumasi Road. It's not true, you see. All right. So find out where it is. And God has used her through her partnership with other churches to, you know, reach out to so many souls. And there are so many converts whose lives have been greatly affected by her ministry. And today I'm so delighted and thrilled to have her here to bring the word of God to us. She's passed through before. This was when we were at the other location. But it was just the way I described it, a pass through. She never really had time because she was on another assignment. But this year, by the grace of God, I managed to corner her and to get her to come and minister here. Usually when she comes to Ghana, there are so many people who would want her to come to their churches. And I just exercised my fatherly authority and power to get her, because she wasn't really going to be ministering anywhere on this particular trip. But here we have her. And I believe that God is going to use her powerfully to be a blessing to us. She is married to a great man called Clement. God has blessed them with two lovely boys, Nana Kweku and Bra Kofi. You know, the next time she comes, she'll bring them along. Hallelujah. Can I also add that she, by the grace of God, is an author who has written a number of books, and there are many more to come. And I recommend the books to you. There are a few copies available, and we're going to get them all. Her very first book is titled Saddle Your Horse. Saddle Your Horse. And it's a book that dwells on trial, faith, and triumph. It is a story of the Shunammite woman who lost her son, and she went looking for the prophet Elisha, believing God that that child would come back to life. So this is a book that describes her journey, and there are some valuable lessons that we can pick from it to help us in our own battles and in our own struggles in life. Her latest book is Beyond the Miracles, and they're going to be available. Anita, books in the boy, Minka. Minka. Maminka. Mamin juicy prize. Okay. I think Anita knows what I'm talking about. It's all right. All right. Oh. Okay. That's fine. Well, what's going to happen is that we're just going to get all the books and then we'll just sell them as we move along. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with Jesus' joy and with a warm SFRF welcome, can you please join me and let's receive the ministry of Evangelist Marian Nanaya Asamoa Enim. Come on, give Jesus praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's gonna be a great awakening. That's exactly what's gonna happen. There's gonna be a great revival in this land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And oh, everyone who calls on Jesus, they will be. I want you to prophesy this into this church. There's gonna be a great awakening. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. There's gonna be a great revival in this land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And everyone who calls on Jesus' name will be. Spirit of the Lord, we thank you. Thank you for bringing these words of the song to us this morning. It is an introduction. It is what you desire to do in this room, in this land. Each one of us represents a land. We represent a community. We represent a location. Each one of us. Father, we desire a great awakening in our passion, in our desires. A great awakening in our senses. A great awakening in our responses. A great awakening in our bodies. A great awakening in our minds. A great awakening in our environment. A great awakening in our encounters with you. This morning, let each one not leave here the same. Because you have said that there's going to be a great awakening. Father, we stop it to the great awakening. We stop it to the great awakening. The great awakening that is powered by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let this room come alive. Let our hearts come alive. Let our minds come alive. Let us sink with you, O God. That what you want to do in this room, what you want to do in this room will be evident, that all men will see. Everyone in our land, everyone in our community, everyone in this neighborhood will see that we have been touched by the Lord. That we have come into encounter with you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Right now I see, God, how you're preparing hearts, getting them ready for what you are about to do in this house. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And when you call your disciples, you call them into one room, Lord. And you wash their feet. It wasn't just to show them the servant heart, but it was to prepare them for the journey ahead. As the word is coming, Father, wash our feet. Prepare us. Cause our feet to be ready. To run with the gospel. To walk with the gospel. To dance with the gospel. Father, to walk miles and miles for Jesus. Let us not leave this room the same. Let us not leave this room the same. Let us not leave this room the same. We're not leaving the same. Let us not leave this room the same. Oh, let us not leave this room the same. And for anyone who is connecting, let us not leave this room the same. Hey, let us not leave this room the same. Oh yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let us not leave this room the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let us not leave this room the same. Some came with sicknesses, some came with depression, some came with things that are bothering them. Some came into this room with burdens. Some came here, oh God, with financial issues. Some came with all kinds of things. Some came with marital issues. Some came with burdens of all sorts. Let us not leave this room the same. Father, I don't want to leave here the same. Let us not leave this room. God, we don't want to leave you. We want a testimony for our land. We want a testimony for our communities. We want a testimony for those that we talk about Jesus to. Let us not leave this room the same. We're not leaving the same, Lord. We cannot. As we have touched the hem of your garment. We came to be touched by you. We came to touch you. Leave this room. Yes. Hallelujah. You're not going to leave this room the same. Amen. Celebrate the Lord Jesus in this house. Do you have a handkerchief? Come on now. Do you have a handkerchief? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, jump onto your feet and celebrate Jesus. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm so excited to be here. Bishop said that it's 26 years. I'm like, no. No. Because I'm going to be 46. And I was 17 when I met him. And he looks the same. And we give credit to the first lady of the house. Amen. Let's celebrate our mama authority. Come on, everyone. Yes. Because if Bishop looks the same, then definitely Mama Dorothy is doing something right. So Mama Dorothy, we love you and we're grateful. I remember that service very well. When I walked up and gave my life to Jesus. And that day, I was assigned to Pastor Johnny at that time. And he was my shepherd. He taught me the scripture. I did some really shady stuff. I mean, I was a good girl, but you know, balance good. Yeah, but he loved me to healing. He was really kind to me. I had a good shepherd. I really had a good shepherd. And so I'm here today because he watched over me. And I'm honored, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That through it all, life turns and ups and downs, I always call him no matter where I find myself. I'll call him. I don't think there's anything that's going on in my life that he doesn't know. I'll call and I'll share with him. And sometimes he won't say much. He will just listen. And that's the blessing that I've had with our Bishop Johnny. And Bishop, thank you again. From Clement, the children, and myself, we are grateful. Thank you for raising this young lady. And little did you know that God has so much for her. But here we are, right? Here we are. It reminds me of this song. Here we are. Today my voice is not coming. Lifting our hands to you. And here we are. Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do. As we pray, worship your holy name. You are here, dwelling within. You know, some of you have come to Jesus, and in this month, we are telling the world about Jesus. And sometimes we look at the Bible and we see examples of how God transforms a life, right? But today you have a live example, moi. Je m'appelle Marianne. Nanaya, hallelujah. And I just want you to know that God can do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we even think with your life. A life that is surrendered to Him. And so, If you're blessed by my testimony, I pray that you will allow the Lord to also touch you. So that you can be transformed. You're in the hands of a good shepherd. Good shepherds in the house. The Lady Reverend herself. And then Bishop. And I know that as you submit to God. Submit to the authority that is in this house. You turn out even better than me. You'll be okay. Because it's the same Jesus. Same Jesus. This morning, the word is, who touched me? Who touched me? When a PM is who pushed me? Anna. Okay. So when a saw me. Yewo insomubi and yewo insomubi. Anna. Sofu, brah. I'm Pacho. Pastor James, whoa. Today is dressed down. Oh, okay. Pastor James, you are looking nice. Mm-hmm. Pastor James. Pastor James, who are you? Oh, waha. She's not here. Okay. All right. Okay. She's preaching. Oh, watching. Hello, Pastor James' wife. Okay, so I'll use your husband as an example, okay? Don't be offended. All right, so you want some movie, you want some movie, me boy. We be worrying, ma be brain now, but we also move different, me boy. And you think I will choose him, no? And you see, Pastor James, now when I say I touch him this way, it might not really be of any significant impact, right? Okay. I just touched him. But if I hold him. Pastor James, don't fall in love. Pastor James also held me back. Okay, we're good. We're the house of the Lord. So, if I hold Pastor James, now that rather leaves an indelible mark on his life, isn't it? All right. And so you watched me, I touched him. She just touched Pastor James. But you loved because we held each other. Now that memory will stay with you. And so it says, who touched me? There's a touch. Please sit down. There's a touch and there is a touch. Hallelujah. I want to begin my text from Mark chapter 5. Let's go to 23. Will it come on the screen? Yes. Mark chapter 5. I'm going to begin with a story there. Whine a little bit, but I'll end up there. The Bible says, and besought him greatly, saying, no, that was Jairus' daughter. Go to 25. And a certain woman, say a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, I'm not talking about that one, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered. And, okay, can you give me the New King James one? Yes, And suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. Amen. When she heard about Jesus, amen, she did what? Okay, but first of all, what did she do? She heard about who? She heard. All right. Okay, so when I say something to you, you say, I heard evangelists say A, B, C, and D, right? So which means that somebody told this woman. Yes, somebody told this woman. Whether she heard it back in the day, there were no social media, Facebook or whatever. So she must have heard it from people talking, isn't it? So she heard. This woman, the Bible says she came behind him in the crowd, right? and touch his garment. So this woman came to church today because she, hallelujah, because she did what? She had an infirmity. She had a pain. Something that has lingered for 12 years. And then pastor said to this woman, when she met her whilst cleaning the gutter yesterday, and said, my dear, there's a man in town. And I know that if you come to this man, this particular man, I don't know, but he's healing. Hallelujah. He's saving. He's delivering. He's prophesying. Everything you need is in this man. So the woman came. She heard that someone called Jesus had come to town. Hallelujah. This morning you have also heard that someone called Jesus is in this place. Hallelujah. And you are also going to tell people that you have met a Jesus. Because I'm trusting him to do a miracle in your life. So powerful that when you step outside, you can also say, my dear, do you have a problem? I know someone, a shepherd for restoration. Come to him. He is here every time we meet. Hallelujah. And he's able. She came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Hallelujah. Let's go on. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. This was her faith. Bible says that immediately, in the name of Jesus, let your problems end immediately. Immediately is for you too. Hallelujah. If you are sick in this place, receive your healing now. Immediately, immediately, immediately. Whatever you are believing God for, receive it immediately. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a suddenly, and immediately, and immediately, and immediately, miracles bursting out of this room. Immediately. Many are in need in this room, and God, they need sudden intervention. Let there be an immediately. According to Mark 25:29. Father, we decree and declare this grace for immediately. Let this happen for them immediately. Let them begin their testimony next week. Let them begin their testimony in the coming days. Let them begin that, bring your fruits to church or bring your fruit Sunday. Let them begin that testimony with suddenly, immediately. I'm sharing my testimony because I saw how God brought an answer immediately. That is your portion in the name of Jesus. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. You will leave here with that testimony in the name of Jesus. And then Jesus, immediately knowing something in himself had, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? This morning, who is going to touch him? Because there's a difference when you touch him, and you touch him in a way that power comes out of him. And in this month, as you have embarked on it, this is one of the ways that you touch him. Because when you touch him, that power, Acts chapter 1:18 says, it is for witnessing. That power comes upon you and you do the miraculous. Who touched me? And he is in the service this morning asking, who is going to touch me? We are used to touching him for miracles. We are used to touching him for our needs. We are used to touching him for all kinds of things, and it's good. He desires that we do. But this morning, the question is being asked differently. Who is touching me in the place that I need the most? Who is touching my heart? And what is my heart? My heart is to seek and to save the lost. If you touch that area, ooh, you've touched me. If you touch my children, you've touched my heart. If you touch my husband, you've touched me. I'm coming for you full force. Spiritual, physical, everything. We are coming. With my prayer warriors, we will attack you by force. Mercy. Hallelujah. Who touched me? This morning I pray that your heart is open to touch him. Who touched me? My prayer is that before we leave here, we will touch Jesus in a different way. We know how to touch him in all the different ways that I've spoke about. But this woman touched him and power went out of him. But this morning, can we touch not only his power, but touch his heart? Amen. He died for you and I. I was thinking about Jesus and the conversation that I thought, you know, the Father and the Son had. And through our scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, it's so beautiful to watch how God created these beautiful things for us, or this perfect location for us. And the enemy came and to just take and destroy something that was beautiful. And in his desire throughout Genesis all the way down to Revelation has always been to restore what the enemy had taken. And the only way he can restore, because throughout the Old Testament, how they got themselves back to God and how they reconnected was always to give a sacrificial lamb to kill, and so that with the blood they will make an atonement for their sins. But this time round, for this restoration to happen, it had to take a man to die. Not just, I'm dead. No. It took a painful death for you, my sister, and me. We are not simple people, though. Like, we are major people. Do you understand? Sometimes we don't value who we are. We don't understand what God has done for us. So we allow the enemy to lie to us that we are not worth it, that we are nobodies. And then the enemy is booting us back and forth, and you are sitting down crying. But if you understand what God has done for you, it will shift your perspective and even the way you carry yourself. From today, I don't want to see you, your head down. Hey, every time we see you, only you are carrying problem on your head. I want to see, because some of you, that's the reason why maybe you are not married though. Because you can't even put on a little, I'm deviating. Okay, let me get back. You can't even put on a little lip gloss because all we see is your problem. But if we know your God, you will realize that your problem is nothing before him. It's a dot on a big white sheet of paper. The only thing is that you are focusing on that small dot. And everything else you've closed your mind to. But I pray that the revelation of who he is, the revelation of what he has done, the revelation of his love for you, that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It will hit you in such a way that it will bring revival. I think and I believe that some of us believers have not caught the revelation of who God is. No. we have caught the revelation of a friend who has money, or a brother who has money, or a prophet who can prophesy, and our hope and everything is in that person. We have lost sight of the Father that you have. Auntie, Father, open our eyes to who you are. The Father that is in you. That when we run to you, no matter what we have done, no matter who we are, you said if we call upon you, you will hear us. Let your daughters and your sons this morning catch a revelation of who you are, because it will shift us. And then we begin to focus on your greatness and how glorious and powerful you are, and how you can move all things for us, and how you can do it all. Let that be our reality. So I pray that today, the souls that Jesus died for will matter to you. Because we often pray, Lord, touch me. But today, prayer is that, Lord, let my life touch your heart. Amen. Who touched me? We are living in an era where everything is follow me. Follow me, Facebook. Follow me, Instagram. Follow me, TikTok. Follow my page, follow my ministry. Everybody wants followers, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes we are following people who are not going anywhere. You are looking at them on social media. You are following their opinions. You are following their lifestyles. You will not even follow Shepherd Fold on Instagram. Okay. This is the point where you take your phone and permission. Follow, click, follow. Amen. Amen. We follow lifestyles, we follow what people are wearing, and even the things we buy are inspired by what somebody is wearing on social media. Let me tell you, young adults, if you plan your life with social media, you fail, because not everything you see is real. Not everything you see is real. Someone called me for rent in America. Called me for rent money. And just before the person had called me, I saw the person on social media. You know, a car was opening. You know how, like, when pastors are coming, you know those kind of things. A car was opening. She went to sit in. Praise the Lord, everyone. I want to, you know. I was like, oh, wow, this lady is really doing well. My God. I was so blessed by what she was sharing. And very excited to watch, you know, what God was doing in her life. So I'm scrolling, and then a call. I was like, oh, the very person I was just watching. It's like, oh, Marianne, you know. So she started with, you know, just the Christian jargons and all that, you know. And I didn't know where the call was going, but then she said, I'm really in need, and I want you to help me. You know, I was like, what? I just saw you on social media. Like, and this post wasn't a year ago. It was like, maybe 5 minutes or something. No, like that day, that post was. So I'm like, hey. You see, that's why you can't really trust everything you see. Because people are posting, but all kinds of things are going on. Do you understand? Hey. So just be careful. Anyway, that was by the way. So, but long before social media and, you know, the word follow me became popular, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee. Matthew 4:19, he said, follow me. Jesus used those words, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So when Jesus said follow me, he was not asking for social media following, all right? He was asking for a life. He was asking for a life. When you read that word and you do a study on that, means it means come after me. Do you understand? Come after me. Walk with me. Go where I go. Love what I love. Care about the things that I care about. Let my life determine the direction of your life. Amen. And so if we are in a line, Auntie, please, first three rows, come. Uncle, anyone. One, two, three, can you come? All right. So Jesus, that's Jesus right here in the yellow. Jesus. And Jesus is saying, follow me. Now what should happen as Jesus is going? We are following. And so if this man decides to go this way, and most of us, that's exactly what we are doing. Jesus is going, but we are also on the side. But follow means that we become disciples of him. The Bible calls them Talmidins in the Greek. It means that a student of the teacher. They do exactly what the teacher is doing. If the teacher is praying, they are praying. If the teacher is loving, they are loving. Whatever the teacher is doing, it's like a shadow. Do you understand? It's like a shadow. And so if you are going and your shadow is not following you, problem. Because the right thing that should happen is that your shadow should be behind you, right? Okay. And so when Jesus is saying, follow me, he's saying that come with everything within you. Follow after me. Clinging on to me. If I go left, you go. If I go right, you go. I follow you. Hey, I will not leave you. You see how some of you chase men and you chase women. So, please be seated. You see the way you chase them with all passion and your heart. And hey, if they leave me, my heart will break. Hey, my friend, stop that. It's like your heart is beating. You see the man or you see the woman. And it's like, oh my God, I can't breathe. Yes, we also, you can use the same passion and desire to follow after him. You see, some of these things, if we had been told earlier, maybe our Christian work will not be the way it is. We have been taught that God gives, and it's a great thing. Yes, he does. But if you can go behind the scenes and push yourself beyond the crowd and touch him in the place where it matters the most. There are some prayer topics you will stop praying them. There are some things you will not have need for. Because God, who knows you, knows exactly what you need. And he will provide for you. So there are things you don't even have to worry about anymore. Because he's taking care of. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Matthew 4:20 that they straight away left their net and followed him. Following requires them to leave everything. They left everything and they followed him. And this is where Christianity has become uncomfortable. We want to follow Jesus for what he can do for us. For the breakthroughs, for the healing, for the protection, the open doors, you name it. But today I want you to come with a different mindset. I want you to touch him not only for the healing he can perform. And yes, he's doing that right now in this room. You will leave here healed. I know that. I sense that. I believe that. That even right now, as you're trusting him for your healing, he's doing that. But this time I want you to come. What can he receive also from me? It's been about you for too long. Me, myself, and I. And you are saying, I don't have anything to give. No. It's because you don't know who you are. But you have everything to give and more. What can I give, Lord? Where do you want me to go, Lord? What can I sacrifice? What can I sacrifice? When I think about sacrifice, I'm thinking about Isaac. And let me tell you, Isaac was not a baby when Abraham put him on that altar. He couldn't because he asked his dad, I see the fire, right? I see the wood, isn't it? Or the knife. But where is the sacrifice? So if the boy can say such a thing, that means he's not a caller. Do you understand? But the Bible says that his father was about to offer him as a sacrifice. He took literally the knife. So Isaac saw his father take the knife. And somehow, the boy did not run away from that altar. Hey, when I think about sacrifice, I think about him. that we are totally surrendered to God. So much that nothing moves us. That whatever God wants to do, we permit him to do it. Hallelujah. That is sacrifice. That God, what can I sacrifice in this season of my life? What inconvenience am I willing to endure in your name? Believers, we don't want to endure any inconvenience. Yesterday, come, let's go and clean community. Based on the announcement, I know some of you did not come. Because a bishop had to do an audio to correct a few things during an activity. Then clearly, some of you decided, I'm not going to, I can't even clean my own house. How do I go and clean the community for somebody? Amen. So we are not willing to inconvenience ourselves in any way. Only if it's given back to us. But if it's given to someone, not at all. And so Jesus said, if any man will come after me, Luke 9:23, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. There's a part of the sentence that's cross. Hallelujah. Deny, cross. Amen. You cannot follow Jesus and remove the sacrifice part. Amen. Are you being blessed? Hallelujah. So what benefits of following Jesus are there for us? Are we willing to carry the burden? What sort of benefits when we follow Jesus? What is it that can happen if we touch him in that special way? Because when he says, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men, immediately, following Jesus tells us that it's all about people. You get that part? It's connected to souls. It's connected to missions. He's saying that, come with me and I will change your life and you will equally change the lives of others. Right? So if you are selling fish now, you're going to be selling people. All right? So if you ask me, an evangelist is a big word. What is that? I say, I just market Jesus for souls. Not for money, but for souls. Amen. Others do it for the money. I do it for the souls. Hallelujah. And so I gave you one of the benefits. And one of the benefits is that there are certain things that he's a father. He knows you too well. Amen. It says that, look, even you, as earthly as you are, if your child asks you for bread, you will not give them a stone. And if they ask you for fish, you will not give them a snake. How much more me? How much more? If you go about your father's business, he will go about yours. That I know for sure. If you go about your father's business, he will go about yours. Amen. He will go about yours. Now, it doesn't mean that in Christianity you won't face challenges. I don't want to preach a sweet sermon to you as if there are no challenges. Yes, there are challenges, and we face them all the time. But I love the Father that we have. He says that even when you go through the fire, he's with you. And some of us are calling on him, but we are not doing anything for him. How can you have a father, but you don't honor your father? How can you have a father, but you don't give to your father? How can you call somebody that he's my God and I come to worship him every day, but the things that are dear to his heart is not of any concern to you? No, today our hearts must change. We must be passionate and concerned when we see someone falling off. When we see someone in need, you may not have it, but at least you can pray for them. You can give them a word of hope. But you see, we are so consumed in ourselves. We are so consumed. It's about, like I said, me, myself. Everything is about me. It has affected everything within our lives. And as a result, we have sat in our corner and not pushing the agenda of Christ. But Jesus indeed is coming back. He's coming back. And I know you heard this since you were born. And I know your grandparents heard it, but he still hasn't come. But his timing is not our timing. And one day he will show up. I want to make sure that that day you are equally ready. Not just to go, but you too. What have you done lately? Ask your sister. You cry, what have you done lately? What have you done lately? Let them give you an answer. What have you done lately? Ask them. Hey, what have you done lately? Have you spoken to someone about Jesus lately? Please be honest, eh? Be honest. Be honest. What did he say? She's not telling you, so that means she hasn't done anything lately. Sister, what have you done lately? Brother, did someone invite you to church? Oh, you're a member here. Someone, welcome. We love you. You look very nice. We are happy to see you. Eh? You'll come again, right? Okay, who invited you? Who? Oh, thank you for inviting him to church. Please, what have you done lately? Shepherd food, nothing. So nobody has done nothing lately. So lately you've not spoken to anyone about Jesus. Ima, unka nyamia semunchi obia.
Come. Nyami, mika chese. God loves you.
Unka wakamu nyami shrau. Eradin tunkwem, eradin yao kesie. Said ya uka chile ubino. Sana eradin ya kupon so ensha uso. Na wasamne unhi adia da wakuma sun eradin ya mao. Ewe Yesu dim. So her mama said she stood up in a car and then she said, God loves you. So I'm asking you, what have you done lately? What have you done lately? Who else has shared Jesus with someone lately? At least this week or... Okay, let's say 10 years ago. Yeah, because maybe that one, I'll get an answer, right? So I only got our mother to say she shared Jesus in the car. What have you done lately? Shepherd food, your pastor is here. Eh? We preach. You preach to someone. God bless you. Anyone? Where are the leaders in this church? They know themselves. Oh, so what have you done lately? But why can't choir? What have you done lately? Outreach. In the outreach, what did you do? That's what I'm trying to ask. You tell people about Jesus Christ. Was that a one-on-one, or Bishop was doing it and you were all following him? One on one. So you have done something lately. Hey, so engage in the conversation. So if I say, what have you done lately? You say, okay, I've shared Jesus with someone. Unless you haven't. So how many of you haven't had that opportunity? I want to pray for you. That's why I'm calling. How many of you have not had the opportunity to share Jesus with someone? God bless you. Thank you. Your name is Rosie. Regina Asante. Okay. Regina, come. Regina, come. I'm almost done. Come. I will never be the same again. You will never be the same, eh? I will never return. I've closed the doors. I will walk the path. I'll run the race. And I will never be the same again. Sister Regina, I want to use you as a test case, all right? Okay, so you've never shared Jesus with someone before, all right? Why haven't you? Just be honest with me, just the way, why haven't you? It could be that you are shy. It could be that you don't know what to say. It could be that, well, because I was swanshi. And in your manner, of course, bravo, no. Nya fena, maybe, yeah, Jesus has seen me. And I said, to be so crap. E bi ana e bra wo bono enye sabra no na o pastor enim enti wo kra wo fere se wo be kan Jesus achiro bi ana. Okay, me I'm very real. So sister, tell us.
Achami hu said e me kan.
Thank you. Aya na o hu se ne obekano. Amen. Is there anybody like that? Who said your bekan yamia samachirobi? Hey, it's munyamu, you're perfect. Okay. God bless you. God bless you.
All right. And so we always begin sharing Jesus with our testimony. Keep it simple. We don't go on evangelism to win an argument. We go to win a soul. Do you understand? And so they wouldn't even know. Hey, awesome. The blind man said, all I know is that once I was blind and now I can see. That is my testimony. So we go and we share our testimony. And so based on that, auntie, a den and yami ayama. Wababa to me, me raho, me soon. Ebia na bibia to me, yari ebia na bibi. Dena obetinya fefri wabra bum na wodi akasa akere me di nyame ayama o
de metimi akachere oni se nyame e bibra mami
ti shemeni na bo me komo ye be wie sia bo me komo kasa marie bo me komo se se di we sha wadanfo no
maria de metimi akachere oni se mi di mi hu tu nyame su no wa ye bibra mami. We be a crime, baby, mammy. I didn't mean that so, or mammy too crime. No mean that she sent me for plain. No sooner me to be too crime. And no name my dance city. Now may be pretty, mammy. To the meeting.
Did you hear that? Auntie Marian, they're meeting me, I catch you on the say. And we be not a near man and to 2 years. But me Regina, me demi who to a radio so. Now a radi be a quine, mammy. It's me demand some who show quine, say a radi. Obey ya, my won so. It's what dear me say, me a qua sorry. For who to a radio so. Me says, I would change your white dreams, I would don't be my radia. Onyamino or Yamamino, or be Yama also. Mafa Bible, me demas some. Minya kupawa dia wa ya mami. And I me di ya me testimony. Me china suo. And I me di chi obi every Satan. Ain't he? Onya? Sisiano. So who perses Yamino ye be mawa? Me perso who can't say him with dimechi. Who say rate? And I'm a dawa say, say what you are, some are praying. Ready? Say, dear, where your mammy? Your mammy. For me, bonny chimney. Ready, and I'm a demacuma mow. So, what's me here, dear? And you mean so fire, mammy. May the moon in our mow. And where you suit him. Amen. Was that a simple way?
Very simple and straightforward.
No. Was it simple? Yeah. And an adding? Yeah. Eh? Yeah. Simple. Now we didn't say Sunday, me ain't swan amon, me ain't qua sorry. And as you do this because hung kung kung ebe boow, it is not because of your words, it's because of the Spirit of God who backs your word. And when he backs your word, he gives you the power for witnessing. So the same thing will change somebody's life. She knows what God has done for her. And her story is her testimony. It is her testimony. Who touched me? Just as she's touched God by sharing her faith, is the same testimony that I can also run with. Hallelujah. I pray that God will open more doors for you. Give you more reasons to share Jesus. I pray that from this meeting, your life will never be the same. Me nim said dear erade baye no. But me believe in ya me say, would dear on mark you. Now what dear on funny shira ne na dum erade emma wunya kese na on shield you or say as the mountains surround Jerusalem so the Lord surrounds his people.
I pray that you have faith to trust in God, that no matter the hardships that you go through, you will continue with him. I pray for you, my dear, that you will serve the Lord with every bit of strength you have. Eradi yi yare nfri oso. On yi amani hon fri oso. Oma wansun jie. Financially, God provide for you and open doors for you. May you be someone in this house who sponsor missions. I don't know how God will do it, but you will do it. Sponsor missions. Support your pastor. Someone who can pray for him. I pray that the fresh love of Jesus will enter your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We must be about our Father's business. You cannot follow Jesus closely and remain permanently indifferent about souls. Because if you are following him, eventually you will arrive where he's going. Amen. So the crowd came. They pressed him. They bumped into him. And everybody was so close. And then Jesus will have a question like, who touched me? Really, Jesus? We are plenty here. But he asked that question because, like I said, that touch was different. Power had gone out of him. And this morning, I hear that question being asked differently to all of us. Who is touching me? Not only who is attending church, who is singing the songs, who wants another miracle? Amen. Who wants another breakthrough? But rather, who is touching my heart? Who cares about what I care about? Who is willing to carry burdens? The things that burden my heart, who is willing to carry them with me? Who can look at a lost person and say, Jesus, give me this soul. Give me this soul. Look at your brother and your sister. Look at your community and say, Jesus, give me a soul for Shepherd Fold Restoration Center. The restoration there is not just because we want a long name. No. Because we believe that the shepherd who restores is here. He's the one that leaves the 99, goes in search for you. At some point, he left everything in search for you. You think you are sitting here by yourself? No. Even your ability to say, yes, I'll come to church today, is the doing of the Lord. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Because if you were not here, it would have been empty, isn't it? So we are glad you are here. But it was God. The woman has suffered a lot. And I know that all of us are here to bring our problems and our needs and our struggles to him. The woman touched Jesus because she wanted something from him. But this morning I pray that we will touch Jesus because we also want to do something for him. So Jesus, what do you want? Such a lovely question to ask him. Jesus, how can I also serve you? How can I do this for you? He will tell you, souls, can we come to Jesus not only to ask him to heal us? Can we come not only to ask him to do this? Jesus, do this, oh, Jesus, do this, oh, all your prayer. Jesus, oh, my family, open a door for me. But can we also say, Jesus, I've come to touch you. Amen. I've come to touch you. We cannot spend our entire Christian lives asking Jesus to touch us without ever asking, how can I touch your heart? Who touched me? Lost people matter to God. I have personally seen in my own life, when I devoted my life to soul winning, like I told you, there are things that I don't pray about anymore. I've seen how God has protected my family. I've seen how God has provided for us. There are a lot of things I can't say in the open, but I have seen how God has brought us through. I want to encourage you today. I know you have a need. I know that. We all have needs. But today, if you can put that need aside and start focusing on how you can serve the King. Can you imagine? Think about it. Oh. Serve the King. Which wicked king will look at you serving him diligently in the area that he loves most and ignore your needs? I haven't met one. Because even you, if someone does something good to you, you have a way of rewarding. He's a rewarder. We don't serve him because of that, but we can't help it. It's who he is. He is a rewarder. Start giving your life. Start giving your life to the work of telling people about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus doesn't mean say boduku white na kojina hona yewenim kusu. No. Every day you can tell somebody about Jesus. Look nice. Because some of you, the way you even tell Jesus, people don't want to receive him. Because you make it look like as a it's not attractive. Oh. You're all fine, sister. Wash your jeans, wash your nice. You're all fine. Naka Jesus, Shirobi. I'm saying a lot. Amen. When our hearts begin to beat for the Lord, we begin to tap into all that He has for us. And so, this is not evangelism, is not a church program or an annual thing. Or an event. It's a lifestyle that we must adopt. Amen. When she heard about Jesus, someone told him about Jesus. Someone told her about Jesus. And that very moment she came. You have come to church today because somebody told you about Jesus. You came because somebody invited you. And so who will touch Jesus because you told them? Your co-workers. Your neighbors, your cousins, someone in the grocery store, in the supermarket, at Carnation Market, somebody sitting beside you in an airplane. You don't need a microphone to share Jesus. Share your story. Keep it simple. Keep it real. Don't go saying things you don't know. Keep it. Once I was blind, now I can see. And as you share that testimony, somebody's life becomes different. Hallelujah. Before we close, I want to pray for two categories of people today. It's an altar call, really. But I know that some of you, there's a passion and a desire in your heart to really serve the Lord. Maybe not to become a pastor or any title per se, but really, you just love Jesus and you are asking God for boldness to share, boldness to preach, boldness to pray, boldness to enter into places, confront darkness, places just to heal people. This morning I came here looking for you as well, to empower you for the assignment. I was empowered, and I know that impartation is also available to you as well. And then also, the second one is to also pray for anyone who this is your first time. You may not know what is happening, but you want to rededicate your life to Jesus or give your life to Jesus because you know. You know where you are, and you know that very place you are is a dangerous ground. If you continue remaining there, it will lead you to destruction. I want to pray for you as well. I want to pray for you as well. Sometimes we are asking God for, Lord, anoint me, do that. But I want you to know that as you give yourself to the mission, all of that comes. It comes in the go. Because when he says go, that instruction has everything tied into it. So keep your heads bowed, and I want you to raise your hand as I pray. And before I pray, if you are sick, I'm also going to pray for you, because I want you to receive your healing so you can have a testimony. Amen. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Imagine that Jesus is walking in this room right now. Keep your head closed. And the crowd, everyone is pressing to him. Churches everywhere, Christian conferences everywhere, books everywhere. Jesus is here. And everybody is pressing around him. And suddenly, Jesus stops. He says, "Who touched me? Who touched my heart? Who cared about the people I died for? Who went after the one sheep? Who told their neighbor? Who prayed for their co-workers? Who carried the gospel beyond the four walls of this church?" I pray that he will find you. I pray that he will find you. I have asked you, Lord, to touch my health, to touch my children, to touch my ministry. But this morning I'm saying, Father, I want to touch you. I want you to use my voice, use my testimony, use my life. Before I pray, begin to pray about that. Say, Lord, what can I do for you? How can I touch your heart this morning? What would you have me do? Do you want me to pray for somebody 21 days? Do you want me to commit to giving somebody food for a number of days? There are so many different ways God will use to talk to you. There are so many different ways God, you can touch the heart of God. So I want you to pray. Be genuine about it. Because before you leave here today, ask God for one person. One name, one soul, one person you will pray for, one person you would invite, one person you will speak to, one person you will intentionally tell about Jesus. This woman touched Jesus because somebody told her about Jesus. So when you leave today, who will touch Jesus because you told them about him? Who is going to touch Jesus because you told them about him? So as you pray, ask the Lord, Father, what can I also do for you? How can I be of service to you? If you are watching us online, I hope that you're also making that prayer. How can I serve you? And if you are in this room, you are invited by someone in this room, and you're saying that, Evangelist Maria, I want you to pray for me because I want to start a life afresh with this Jesus. The one who is able to heal. The one who is able to take 12 years of burden away from an individual. The one who is able to transform lives. The one who will never lie to me but is faithful. I would very much love to pray with you. If you raise up your hands, I will pray for you. I see some hands raised. God bless you. God bless you. Do you mind just standing up to your feet? Just those ones. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. I see you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, one more thing I want you to do for me and for the Lord as you are taking this step of faith. I want you to come. Is it okay if you come? Please, don't be shy. Come, don't be shy. Don't be shy. God bless you. You are rededicating or giving your life to Jesus, right? You are rededicating or giving your life to Jesus. I want to say you are welcome. You are rededicating or giving your life to Jesus. No, media. Are you rededicating or giving your life to you? Rededicating. Wonderful. Wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. Mommy, God bless you. First category, those who are passionate Oh, okay, then sit down. I'll pray for you later. Then lift up your hands for me. You see, Jesus is in this room. And Jesus is going to touch you in such a special way that your lives will never be the same. So I want you to make that honest confession to him as you are rededicating your life and asking Jesus to come into your heart. So a simple prayer I want you to pray is Jesus. Say, Jesus, today my heart is open to you. Come and live in my heart one more time. Say, Jesus, I surrender to you as my Lord and personal Savior. I want to start this journey with you. Help me to love you, to serve you. Help me to know you. Say, Holy Spirit, I want to know you. Help me to know Jesus through fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Father, I pray for these ones. They took a step of faith and they came here. As I lay my hands on them, I ask for your visitation, Lord. Holy Spirit, visit them. Visit them. Equip them never to go back again. When I gave my life to Jesus at 17, Holy Spirit, you helped me. Now through the thick and thin, my heart kept loving you. And nothing pushed me away from you. Do the same for them. Let their hearts love you. Anything that is hard in their hearts, spiritually, any stony heart, I command it now to be removed. Holy Spirit, whatever is a hindrance to their faith, a hindrance to their walk with you, let that deliverance come now in Jesus' name. Let their hearts burn a fresh passion for the things of God. Their lives will never be the same again. Never again. I prophesy over you. Never again. I thank you that you have done it. And they will forever remain under the feet of the Almighty God. Amen. Let's celebrate them. I don't know what the protocol is. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. It is well. It is well. Now, the last group of people I want to pray for. I don't know what the protocol is, whether you take phone numbers. Okay, you sort it out. The last group of people I want to pray for. I know my time is up. It's gone over. Oh, okay. It's those of you in this place who are passionate about the things of God. You don't have to come up, but you can just lift up your hand, stand up to your feet. I want to pray for you. These are my evangelists. These are the evangelists that, oh, since you are not a lot, oh, now you are becoming more. So let me change that. These are the evangelists. Amen. I want to pray for you. Amen. Close your eyes. Ya me hun sanctuary, ma ensimiye, ama mata fuan. Intiara de ya me hun sanctuary, ma ensiyomuye, ama. Give them a passion and a fire, a zeal that comes from the presence of God to embark on the mission of Christ Jesus. Father, I raise these ones and ask for boldness to speak the gospel. Grace them, O God, to help Bishop as he advances, O God, this church and this place, that many will come to know you more and more. Give them the fire, the words, the utterance, the witnessing grace, let it come upon them. Help them, Lord. Massively help them. Marvelously help them. Loose their tongue to speak a word in season, a word that is seasoned with salt, because we are the salt of this earth. My God, each one that is believing you for a fresh encounter, let it come upon them. Give them the wisdom, the wherewithal, the know-how to articulate your word in simplicity to everyone that they come across. Thank you for their lives, and thank you that they made this decision today. In Jesus' name, amen. My time is We thank God for this morning. Have you been blessed? What did you learn today? I'm going to touch the heart of God. Lift up your hands. Let me pray. Father, I pray that we will touch you. I want you, God, to also repeat that who touched me in this service today. I pray that someone in this service will touch you in a different way, that their hearts will communicate something wonderful to you that will cause you to do a mighty work in their life. I pray for everyone in this room, those that came here sick, those that came here with all sorts of burdens. Father, I pray that they will have a testimony so that they can start their evangelistic work with their testimony. Help us to tell people about Jesus so that they will come in, so that they will come in and touch the Master. We are grateful for what you are doing in this room. Thank you for Bishop Johnny and Mama Dorothy. Thank you for what you are doing in their lives. And thank you for Shepherd Ford. We give you praise. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.